A Michigan State University student from Okemos was recently awarded a prestigious Rhodes Scholarship. Along with her top-notch academic credentials, Sarah Covan captains the MSU women's soccer team, and current state Scott Pohl spoke with Covan about how she got here and what comes next. What's Sarah like, Scott?
Well, Mark, you'd expect a Rhodes Scholar to be impressive, wouldn't you?
Yes, true.
Well, Sarah Covan certainly has an incredible list of accomplishments in the classroom, on the soccer pitch, and in the community. The Rhodes Scholarship will allow her to spend 2 years at Oxford working towards a Master of Philosophy degree in Developmental Studies.
Sarah Covan, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Good to have you on the program. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What was your motivation for applying for a Rhodes Scholarship?
You know, I actually, in the spring, hadn't really been thinking about it that much, trying to kind of figure out my future plans, what the next year would look like. And I had a professor and then an advisor kind of contact me and say, this might be something you'd really benefit from and be interested in, and I think you might be a really good candidate. So that's kind of what sparked my interest in the Rhodes Scholarship. And then from there, I looked into it further, thought about kind of what programs might be best for me, and then went through with the application process.
I was going to ask you about the criteria for the Rhodes Scholarship. When did you really think you might qualify?
Really not till this summer, when I actually started to look through what they wanted to see in their candidates. There's a huge emphasis in athletics for the Rhodes Scholarship and kind of how it started when Cecile Rhodes founded the scholarship itself. And so from that, I knew I might be a good candidate, kind of with that academic credentials also. But there was never one point in time where I was like, I am the perfect fit, like I should go for it. So,
you know, lots of people think of the Rhodes Scholarship and they think of famous people who have been Rhodes Scholars. They don't necessarily think of the athletic element of what they're looking for. I mean, I don't think we typically think of Bill Clinton, for instance, as being athletic, I suppose you might say. So I think that some listeners may find that surprising, that athletics is an element of it at all. They think of it as such a huge academic thing. Can you explain further why athletics maybe is one of their criteria?
Yeah, I think what the scholarship looks for is kind of the well-rounded student and the student that's going to be in leadership positions and also looking to make an impact on the world. And so I think a lot of times what you see in athletics is not only can you work within a community of people that are all working towards the same goal, it also builds a lot of leadership. And it shows you can work with other people, you know how to interact, you know how to move forward and towards something that's working within a community. And so I think that's a big part of it, is not only are you good within the classroom, but you also have other aspects of your life that are going to drive you to make a difference.
I want to hear the story about the day you heard the news that you'd won a Rhodes Scholarship and what happened in the hours and days after that, sharing it with the people who are important to you. Tell me about that day.
Definitely. It's actually kind of funny because most people assume that you interview for the finalist interview and then a couple days later hear and find out if you actually won it. And what they do is totally different. They sit all the finalist candidates down the day of the finalist interviews and tell you on the spot with everyone else around. So it wasn't a long, drawn-out waiting process. It was kind of right there on the spot, and I was totally shell-shocked. Just sitting there, and everyone's congratulating you and giving you hugs, and I think I was still just kind of taken aback. It was all very surreal. And then they give you a little bit of time to make, like, a few phone calls to tell your family, tell your friends, and then they kind of start you through the, what does it look like to apply to Oxford? What are the next steps in this process? But the support that I've had from the Michigan State community and my Okemos community back at home has been unbelievable.
Tell me about the interview.
It's a little bit intense, but also the committee was incredibly welcoming. They want to see the candidates at their best. And so they ask you questions so that you can excel. So they asked me a lot about my time in Israel, time I spent in Sri Lanka, current conflicts going on in the world right now, those types of questions to see if you can converse, if you can talk easily on the spot and be comfortable. So it was really just a conversation.
You've brought up Israel and Sri Lanka, and I want to give you a moment to briefly tell us about both of those experiences. What took you to those places and what sorts of things were you doing there?
Kind of two totally different things. For Israel, I did a study abroad program through Michigan State University, but I also spent 5 weeks working on ambulances. So what I was really interested in with that program was how can I kind of incorporate the health aspects that I'm really interested in, along with the conflict that was going on there in the past and also when I was there. So it was kind of the two-dimensional aspects of my curriculum that I have at Michigan State that I was able to also bring in. Sri Lanka was a little bit different. I was doing a research fellowship there, and I was focusing on applied international development, which is actually more of what I'm interested in studying at Oxford. So it was a good kind of introduction to the program and where I'm going in my future.
You know, when I think about the numbers, 2,000 applicants, and only 32 were chosen, and in all of the history of Michigan State University, you were only the 17th to earn a Rhodes Scholarship. This is kind of overwhelming to me. Is it overwhelming
to
you? Oh, yes.
Incredibly. It's still very surreal and unreal, yeah.
We're talking with MSU's 17th Rhodes Scholar, Sarah Covan. Now, along with being a great student, you're a competitive major college athlete, and I want to talk about that a little bit. You're a starter and a captain on the MSU women's soccer team. Some of our listeners probably know your dad or know of your dad a little bit, too, because he's a team physician for the MSU men's basketball team and a few of the other teams on campus. They would recognize his face behind the bench, sitting behind Tom Izzo. How big a role would you say sports have played in your development as a person? You've touched on how much sports has meant maybe to being selected as a Rhodes Scholar, but your development as a person, talk about sports in your life.
I think for me, soccer has played a huge role in following a passion. Since I've been really little, I've been incredibly passionate with soccer, and it's something that's taken me kind of across the globe, but also throughout the U.S. And I think for me, it was coming to understand that when you have something that you love to do and you want to throw yourself in, how can you look at it in a long-term thing and be like, how am I going to achieve the goals that I want to achieve? And so I think for me, it was taking a passion and something that I loved and then putting it into the bigger picture. And that's kind of helped me carry out different things throughout my life and understanding when you have a goal and you have something that you want to achieve, how do you get it? And soccer was kind of the grounding for that.
Your dad is a team physician, Dr. Jeff Covan, and you've worked on a study related to concussions in young athletes, I understand. It makes me wonder if medicine in some fashion is in your future.
I would say it's definitely a possibility. That's one thing that I'm definitely interested in, and I'm interested in specifically in international medicine, I would say. So this program is excellent because it gives me a grounding in how do you understand how to kind of establish and practice medicine abroad in a really efficient and sustainable way. And so prior to pursuing something like medical school, which is potentially in my future, I want to have that understanding and background going into it.
All right. Well, let's look ahead to Oxford. When do you get there? What will you be studying and how long will you be there?
So the program itself starts the first week of October. So I'll probably be leaving mid-September, the last week of September. And I am pursuing a master's in development studies with a specific focus on health and development. The program's 2 years, so it's a 2-year master's. And I'm incredibly excited about it.
What are the living arrangements for Rhodes Scholars? Are they any different from the rest of the student body at Oxford?
Not at all. They really kind of pride themselves in incorporating you right into the rest of the population. So right now I'm going through the process of deciding which college within Oxford I'll be living in. And so that's kind of the next step that they take you to.
Will sports still be a part of your life there?
I definitely hope so. I've had a lot of people tell me that there's amazing opportunities to play with club teams over there, to get involved in that type of atmosphere. So I'm looking into that right now.
What else are you hoping to do while living in England for 2 years?
Really just travel. I have been to London before. I spent a really short time there in high school, but I would love to see the rest of this country and to kind of explore Europe also.
Well, now you get 2 years to do that.
I know.
How exciting.
Very lucky.
Sarah Covan is a captain of the MSU women's soccer team who won an academic All-Big Ten Award for 3 years, the 2015 Big Ten Distinguished Scholar Award, and the MSU Scholar Athlete Award. And now, on top of those accolades, she's a Rhodes Scholar. Congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.